Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch between the Shuckers and the Biscuits on a Saturday night. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by a Brewer rehabber in Aaron Ashby. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
How weird has it been this week to be in Double A for the first time in your entire professional career, but to do it in a rehab stint?
Yeah, it's. I didn't know what to expect when I got down here. Obviously, a lot of the guys that I've played with have been here and had great things to say about it. So news on the beach, and it's been exciting. It's been really humid here, but it's been a good experience to see the guys down here, know a lot of the guys, came up with a lot of these guys, so it's been a cool week.
Well, how fun has it been to be able to reconnect with those guys who you did spend time in the system with before you get called up to the big leagues?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Like Max, there's a ton of guys. I'm trying to look out here, see all of them. Shane was in low A or high A last week. Same with Brock, Carlos, Ernesto, all these guys. It's been really cool to reconnect. Didn't have a lot of time to spend with them in spring training, being that I was still rehabbing and wasn't really on the field there. So, yeah, it's just been a cool week to catch up with everyone, see how everyone's season's been going, and that's been good.
Well, and most importantly, you're pitching, working back from shoulder surgery. What has that process looked like over this season?
Yeah, there's been a lot of ups and downs, as it is with, I think, every rehab and everything that involves a surgery. But, it's just been about learning myself and what I'm able to tolerate, learning stuff on my own, leaning on people around me for insight into what they've experienced with rehab and shoulder stuff, because it's different for everyone, but there's also those kind of same underlying effects that come with it. So, it's been a journey. it's really hot in Arizona. It sucks being away from your team, and I'm glad to be on the road back, and things are looking up.
What's the mental side of an injury when you're at the big league level? Because obviously nobody wants to be sitting in Arizona watching your guys win on TV. And the Brewers are a great team this year, great team last year when you were there. What is the mental side of things, of keeping yourself upbeat and keeping yourself upright when, again, you're injured and you're watching your guys go at it on TV instead of being in the dugout?
Yeah, I think one of the things is watching the guys on TV. My wife and I try to watch every single game and just feel like we are at least a little bit of a part of it, even though you're so far away, and just kind of keeping in contact with everyone up there, and just reminding yourself that, like, what you're working for every day in rehab is to be on that field. So it's tough, but there's things that you can do to kind of stay in it.
And last year you were on the big league roster, on the opening day roster, and you spent a full season at the big league level. How incredible of a year was 2022, getting to be a part of a rotation with Cy Young Award winners and All-Stars and putting on a Brewers jersey in American Family Field?
Yeah, it was really awesome. I learned a lot about myself last year, and didn't quite have, the results there, but you can't be too results focused in this game. I think a lot of what I learned about myself and kind of the foundation that we're trying to build here was good, and then it kind of got broken down with the injury, but at least we kind of have that foundation moving forward and still building on it, and trying to get that back better. But yeah, I mean, as far as playing with those guys and getting to do your daily routine alongside those guys like Woody and Burnsy, Freddie, spoiled, I think is the word to use. The way they go about their work every single day is just like, it's clear why they're some of the best in the game. So, just super fortunate to be up there and be around them. And, it's a really good group of pitchers they got up there. They've done a really good job.
What was the biggest thing you learned just being in a big league clubhouse for a full season last year?
Gosh, I mean, I think you don't realize like how important like being connected and the culture in the clubhouse is. I think it's even better this year with some of the veterans we have, like Wade, and just what they bring to the table, Yelly. And just how connected they keep the team, and how, like, all that off the field stuff really is important. And I think that's what really makes a team really great, is when everyone in that clubhouse loves each other. There's not drama, and we have that in Milwaukee.
When you're hoping a guy who went to the same college as you is joining you at the big league level in not so long at all, in Jacob Mizorowski, how incredible is it to have two guys from Crowder College not only be in the Brewers organization, but be guys that the Brewers are looking to be stars at the big league level, in you and Jacob Mizorowski?
Yeah, Miz, he's I actually told Matt Arnold about him. Shoot, that would have been last year around draft time. He got drafted last year, right?
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, hey,
hard
like,
to believe he got drafted last year.
You should like check this guy out. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then I never heard anything. And then I saw that they drafted him second round. I was like, so he knew. but no, man, it's awesome. I owe a lot to them, and they've done a lot for me. At the beginning of my career, and kind of forming me into the kind of pitcher I am today. So they got a great program down there. Travis Lalleman, the coach, really passionate about the game and really knows a lot about baseball. So just fortunate to have that kind of experience there. And I mean, it's really no surprise that they're turning guys out like they are, because I saw firsthand what they're capable of. But to be in the same organization and come from the same college is definitely special. And he's coming up, he's moving on up, and I think he's going to be a really good pitcher in the big leagues for a long time.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much for joining us. We're hoping you're back doing big things at the big league level very, very soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.